It's the radio segment that's getting a lot of publicity on TikTok for his new invention, the reverse umbrella.
Oh, wait.
Tired of staying dry all the time? Introducing the umbrella that funnels rain directly onto you. Because wetter is better.
It rhymes, so
get yours with Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories around the globe just like everyone else does, except we've got a laser. Yeah. And those other trashy splashies just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Colorado. A 40-year-old man named Eugene Robertson had a bizarre interaction at Burger King recently.
Uh-oh.
He'd gone through the drive-thru, ordered 7 items, because he was hungry.
Yeah. Mm. We're not judging him, Jeffrey. Okay, no. It's fine.
None of us even blinked.
That's it? Okay. And then when it came time to pay, unfortunately, Eugene didn't have his wallet with him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
That's why you need to do the phone pay.
Yeah.
It has saved me so many times.
You and Alexis showed me that, and it has changed my life.
But so what did he do?
Eugene didn't want to go home and get it, so instead he offered a different solution. How about paying for the food with a baggie of drugs? Seems like a fair trade.
Hey. Sure. iPhone payment or drugs.
Well, the employee refused. And Eugene, who was getting hungrier by the second, didn't like that.
Okay, now we know why he was so hungry.
So, naturally, he pulled a gun on him.
Well, he tried to do things the nice way.
Yeah.
He did.
Luckily, he didn't shoot. Instead, he drove off without his food and then proceeded to try the same thing at a 7-Eleven across the street.
He was hangry.
What the?
Eugene ended up shooting out a surveillance camera.
Oh, my God.
But no one was harmed. Uh-huh. When police showed up, they found him hiding in some nearby bushes. And when he got arrested, the cops asked Eugene if he was okay. And his answer, he said he was not physically hurt, but his feelings were definitely hurt.
Hey, no one wants my drugs. They're really good drugs.
Is he the worst drug dealer ever?
I know.
Who's just crying about hurt feelings at the end?
Yeah. Guys.
Not surprisingly, cops learned that Eugene also had warrants out for additional cases.
Oh, darn.
So he was taken to jail. And with all the suspected crimes put together, he's facing more than 400 years in prison.
Oh, he's not
Are you
getting
serious?
Out soon.
Yeah. Maybe should have remembered his wallet.
Yeah.
Huh. That'll learn you.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of the World Games.
Okay.
Everyone has a different favorite when it comes to the Summer Olympics.
Oh, there we go.
Now I get it.
Whether it's the lavish opening ceremonies,
I love that.
The lightning speed relay races, even the amateur torch swallowing contest amongst fans.
I bet
one person in this room has participated. Yeah.
I win that every single year. Thank you.
That's how you know about it.
But if the best part of the games for you is watching the parents of the Olympians react,
oh my God,
I do love that.
Then do we have news? Because NBC noticed how much audiences love watching good old mom and dad go nuts in the stands. That's why this summer they'll be fitting Olympic parents with heart rate monitors so we can literally see how excited they get.
That's messed up in a way.
It might be great if somebody has a heart attack. They'll know it's coming.
Yeah.
And they might prove to be one of the most lucrative part of the games because NBC's hoping to sell sponsorships for the heart rate monitors as well. No word on how often they'll work them into the broadcast, but it's likely going to be a lot. Get the paddles out.
It's going to be sad if your dad is actually bored.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what it proves.
It's entertaining because when they're freaking out and crying or when they're just like, nah, this is all right.
Other big changes will include a multitude of celebrity hosts and commentators.
Fun.
From Peyton Manning to Jimmy Fallon to Kelly Clarkson and even Snoop Dogg.
Oh,
I love all of those
I'm
guys.
I'm so excited for him.
You can't smoke the ribbon in the gymnastics ceremony, Snoop. I'm sorry. This next laser story is out of food news. This has been all over social media recently, but just in case you missed it, Pringles has partnered with Crocs to launch a unique snacking accessory. It's an ankle holster for holding potato chips integrated into boots.
No way.
I'm showing my host the picture of it right now. You can check it out on our Insta stories at Brooke and Jeffrey. Brooke, how would you describe it?
It goes around your ankle like a bracelet, and then it literally is a pocket that will fit one of those short cans of Pringles inside of it.
And the company says this novelty item is just part of a limited edition Pringles X Crocs line.
Bro.
And these classic crush boots are equipped with a mini can of a brand new flavor, watermelon chili lime.
Ooh. Watermelon.
Watermelon didn't sound good, but the chili lime spice after, that sounds
good.
Does it
say anything? Because there's an extra pocket next to the Pringles can, what that pocket's for, or do we not know?
For your weapons when you're robbing stores.
Okay. I see.
The collaboration also features other footwear options with Pringles-themed decorations, including clogs, classic slides, and much more, though the boots with the Pringle holder still remain available.
Interesting.
Okay.
Not selling out for some reason.
That's because
weird.
If you have one of those short cans of Pringles, you just have an empty can. I mean, you're going to eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
So you're going to walk around with an empty can all day?
Like one bite is with the whole sleeve.
This move by Pringles and Crocs capitalizes on the growing snack food market, merging fashion with food in an Instagram-ready twist.
I think I still have a Top Ramen sweater lying around somewhere.
Do you?
Yeah, remember that was cool like 3 years ago?
I missed that one.
No, I don't even know where it's at.
This next laser story is out of the good life.
Ooh, let's go.
Just a decade ago, the American dream was to live in the suburbs in a 3-bedroom house with a white picket fence and 2.5 children.
Yeah, 2.5.
I love that half a kid.
Yep.
So easy.
Well, that dream could be changing because a full third of Americans say they wouldn't actually mind living in a van down by the river.
Oh my God.
This has literally been my goal since college.
Really?
I mean, you think that I didn't do a major in art for no reason.
Yeah. You could grow up to be a homeless person
living
in a van.
Yeah. I didn't finish it, and it's still a big regret.
You're accidentally successful. I'm sorry.
God, I have a job.
30,000 adults were asked, would you ever consider van life? And they defined it as a lifestyle that involves living and traveling in a converted van. The result? 36% of Americans said yes.
Hometown.
And that includes 13% who actively want to do that right now.
It's not a trend. Isn't it been a trend for a couple years?
I love it until you actually see the RV parks by the side of the freeway.
My friends that tried it always were like, well, I did it till it broke down.
Yeah.
That's the story every time.
You do have to learn how to fix it.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
You've ever seen the videos online, it looks absolutely miserable. Like 95% of the time is absolute garbage. You have to go shower in like 7-Elevens.
That is true.
Jeffrey, you just stopped showering.
Yeah.
Like, why have you not figured out this plan?
What a nice smelling van that's going to be.
And you don't post that part on Insta, Jeff.
No, just the morning sunrise.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not the my RV got broke into twice over the
weekend.
52% said no thanks. Not surprisingly, almost half of people under 30 love the idea.
They love it.
A lot of Gen Zers are up for it. The same poll also found 44% of us wouldn't mind living in a tiny house with less than 500 square feet of space.
They're so cute, though. You know, like, have you ever rented one? And you're like, look at how they thought of storage here. That's amazing.
I mean, it definitely works for some people. This guy has a tiny little condo that's equipped with a sexy secret back room.
Oh.
You can learn all about that when the book comes out, 50 Shades of Green. Buy yours now. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Friday. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.